Feeling
good, you know, just ready to get onto this week and get to practice.
But you feel good, you're ready to go?
Yeah, for sure.
What did that do for you, like, I mean, making big plays like that? How much fun was that to be a part of?
It was fun, but most importantly, it was fun to win and get this home playoff game. And you know, we're excited to move on to Seattle.
Detroit Lakes, man, you can give us some advice on how you stay warm for these games. Have you been able to share some of that with your teammates?
Yeah, this is a normal day in Detroit Lakes, so it'll be warm out there for me. But no, it'll be it's going to be cold, but that's okay. We'll be ready for the elements.
What does it feel like to be a part of a playoff team?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, that's what we strive for. That's what we come to practice every day for in the off season, and we're excited.
You played on a lot of cold fields. How does TCF handle a cold day?
It's a lot better in college. We didn't have heated benches and all the heaters on the sideline, all that, so it's pretty good.
And you guys will have the sun on your side. That's about an 8-degree difference, right? How much of a difference or advantage is that?
I'm not sure. I've never been on the opposing sideline, so I'm not really sure. But I'm assuming it's a little bit of an advantage, I guess, if you can stay, even if it's 5 degrees warmer, you know. I'm guessing that's an advantage.
How different?
Kind of what do you expect to get done today?
I don't know. You know, we'll see. It's, you know, I think everybody's ready to get back to work, so, including me.
Can you talk about the last time you guys played Seattle and what you expect for changes? Obviously, you know what their defense is about. So when you see them a second time, what kinds of things will you be doing?
I think we're just going to know what we do best. We never know what they do best on defense. So we're going to have a good plan for them, and we just have to execute.
Was that the first time that is there any benefit to watching what happened the first time now? Is it, like, do you need to relive it or do you just know it?
No, I think yeah, there's a benefit. I mean, you can see what they do against our certain personnel groups and stuff like that. So they see the same thing from us, too. So I don't know if it's an advantage, but it's still good to see their stuff and watch their tape from when they played us.
Thank you.
Yep.
And coming in on the tail end, how are you feeling after that game in Green Bay, first of all?
I'm good. I'm just ready to get out there to practice and get this week started.
What did you guys learn the most, you think, from your losses? Let's take Seattle specifically, but, you know, when you start off the season that way, has that helped you guys be a stronger team now going to the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you learn most from your losses, because when you win, it's just kind of everything's kind of brushed under the rug. But when you lose, you find out what went wrong and you find out what you need to do better to win.
Specifically Seattle, what was the biggest thing you guys learned?
I think we know that you know, any given Sunday, any team can win, and you always got to put your best foot forward, and you got to bring it every Sunday. So I think that's the biggest thing. You can't just go out there and expect to win. You got to go out there and prove it and go win it yourselves.
They always say sometimes when things are colder, it's hardest for the wide receivers to catch the balls because they're coming at you like frozen rocks. Do you prepare for that this week by going outside? I mean, how do you?
Yeah, I don't think you can really prepare for it. You just got to do what you can to take advantage of the, you know, the cold out there this week, and then, you know, maybe pregame warm up, stuff like that. But there's not a whole lot you can do to prepare for it. You just got to be mentally tough and do your job.